season. How will you remember this one?
Obviously, extremely disappointing. You know, the way we started, we never really gave ourselves a chance. You know, it's going to be, you know, obviously, Torch has talked about it a lot. It's going to be important that we come in better shape than we ever have been, be ready to go, and obviously, this camp's not going to be easy. And but I think it'll help us so we can come out of the gates quicker.
You know his camps, I think. I don't think anybody else in the room does. Is that what you guys need? Would that make a huge difference with you guys?
I think so. I mean, I think his history is proven. You know, in the moment it sucks. I mean, it's tough. But I think once the games come, the games feel a lot easier. Just because I think you're in that much better shape. You know, so it's going to be difficult, but at the same time, I think it's going to help us. And like I said, when we were together in New York, we came off. We had some really good starts. You know, 7-1, 8-1, things like that. Yeah. And I think a lot of it's due to just guys being ready and being next level conditioning.
Yeah.
When you got off to the bad start, the 0-8 start, you probably thought you still had a chance to make the playoffs. But when did the reality hit? When did you really realize that you weren't going to be able to make it? And how did you and the team respond?
I think there was just a point where we weren't gaining the ground that we needed to, and other teams were, and we were, you know, deeper, you know, falling deeper. And, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you can't afford losing streaks. And we were still putting together a couple losing streaks during that situation. And how we handled it, you know, again, like I said, just disappointing, difficult, not a situation you want to be in. And hopefully we can try and learn from it and get better for next year.
Brandon, you guys aren't management, so you don't make the moves. But when you talk among the players, is there something you think as players that you guys can change that needs to be changed?
You know, as you said, the player decisions will be with the management. And I think, you know, everyone just got to take a good hard look in the mirror this summer about, you know, their own game and where it was and where it needs to be. And I think if we do that, we'll be all right. I think, you know, we got a lot of good players in there. And you know, we just didn't play up to our potential.
When you self-analyze, what are you thinking about for yourself?
There's always things to work on. You know, I was happy with a lot of parts of my year this year individually, but again, you know, all that stuff really doesn't matter when the team struggles. It's you know, it makes it tough to come to the rink every day and play when things aren't going well.
You remember how you felt last year at this time? You didn't make the playoffs last year either, but is this different this time, this year?
I think it's worse. I think it's, you know, we had so many things going, I think, you know, building in the right direction. And at the end of last year, that we had a lot of optimism for this year. Obviously, we come out of the gates the way we did. It just snatches that all away. So, you know, start to finish. We can never get our game fully, and obviously that's what's most disappointing.
There's some pieces in that room. I don't think I'm the only person who thinks that this should be a competitive team. Just since you've been here, does it just feel like there's a cloud around this franchise that doesn't allow the talent to actually be realized? Can you put your finger on anything like that? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I understand what you're saying, yeah, but I'm not sure if... I'm not sure if that's the case. It's just a matter of guys playing, like I said, playing to their ability every night, making sure they're ready to compete every night, no nights off. Starting, obviously, with the goaltending and moving to defense and into the forwards, it's everyone. And, you know, everyone's got to be prepared to be consistent, play consistent every night. And unless we do that, you know, we're not going to get better.
You start thinking in terms of this being the prime of your career. And not being in the playoffs, this is where people really make hay, is in the playoffs.
Yeah, like I said, it's a tough spot to be in, especially standing right here right now. But, you know, as I told the management, you know, I believe in them. I believe that, you know, they're going to do the job that they need to do. And as players, you know, a lot's going to fall on my shoulders trying to get these guys ready to go and get them you know, prepare for each and every game and make sure that we find a way to come out of the gate, you know, blazing hot and making sure we're prepared.
You plan to be a louder voice next year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, I think I talk plenty. I don't know if I'm gonna get louder, but you know, I think again, there's things individually that you want to work on and learn from, and you know, stuff that I'm gonna think about this summer and try and help with next year.
Brandon, do you get a sense at all after, you know, 15 years of this city wanting to win, and it's had a couple of tastes but nothing, that to break through any of the cynicism, it's just going to be win. There can't be any more slogans, messages to convince the area here.
No, I mean,
you got to do it.
I agree with you, and especially you know, I mean, Columbus is a sports town that, you know, expects winning. Obviously, it starts, I think, with Ohio State and the tradition that they've had, and you know, so yeah, I would definitely agree that we just need to, you know, put up, just go out there and find a way to get done.
Every guy we talk to, you talk about what a great locker room it is. Great guys in, they get along great. Is it too comfortable in there? Do you need an agitator or somebody to hold each other accountable more than what it is now?
Well, and things, you know, when you miss the playoffs again, a couple straight seasons, you know, there's always that thought. But I think it really comes down to just, like I said, I'll keep saying it, but I think it really just comes down to the guys and playing to their ability consistently each and every night. And, you know, I don't think we all did that well enough this year, and that's where we are.
Is this going to be a keep your cell phone on kind of summer? Do you expect there to be lots of changes?
You know what? I haven't really thought about it, and we'll see what happens.
Brandon, how are you physically? How did you get through the season physically? Do you have anything in the off season that needs to be taken care of surgically or anything that you're playing with?
Nope. You know, as you go through an 82-game season, obviously you get you know, some bumps and bruises along the way. So some rest right now will be nice. But overall, besides the elbow and the infection that I had, you know, a healthy season. And like I said, right now, you know, I feel pretty good.
Where will you go? Where will you spend your off season?
I'll be here.
Be here? Staying here the whole time?
Yeah.
Is that different? No, I'm not sure.
No. I stayed here. Okay. Last couple of years. And Columbus is home for me, and so we'll stay here full time.
If guys come into town, they'll know that you're here. You know, I know a lot of guys will be in and out, but plan on seeing, you know, checking in on each other, making sure people are doing the right things.
100%. And, you know, making sure that the guys that stick around here, you know, for training, stuff like that, try and, you know, push each other, try and get better, and I'm sure as other guys will, either back home or wherever they go.
Are you going to play in the Worlds?
I am not. No. I have some family stuff I need to take care of, so I would have liked to. I thought a lot about it, but unfortunately, especially because, you know, being done this early, and it was a long summer last summer, and I look at it now, and I don't know how many months it is, five, it's like half a year, just wild. But so that being said, I would like to go, but I'm not going to.
Are you overselling training camp? Because the guys are talking about, you're telling the horror stories of it, and Torch comes here and says, oh, it's not that bad. How bad will it be for him? Are you?
I mean, you know, it's kind of just, it's one of those things. I mean, you just, you know, we're going to have some testing and stuff that's timed and things like that. But, you know, with Torch, it's always the same. I mean, I'm not sure if he cares, you know, what the time is. He just wants to make sure the guys are working. He wants to see the work ethic. And as far as the horror stories, I mean, he's blowing the whistle. We're skating, so it's tough. And it's going to be taxing. It's going to take a lot of but I think it'll be good for us mentally, physically. And like I said, I think it'll help us with our start. But, I mean, it's difficult.
All right.
Thank you.